Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. Sorry we're a day late. Yesterday was pretty crazy. Had some conflicts that we couldn't change. So we're doing the show today, and we look forward to everybody being part of this and working with us. So I'm going to do a couple of little disclaimers, and then we'll kind of have, I think, a pretty vibrant show. Okay. This show is intended for the listeners only. All investment information contained in the show is secured from sources Creative Clips, Inc. believes are reliable. But we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Clips, Inc. in any manner. Or Ken Shepard. Creative Clips, Inc. and Ken Shepard accepts no liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Clips, Inc. and Ken Shepard recommends you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay. So the website is www.creativeflips.web.com. Phone number 310-358-7087. Email fci@pathel.net, Twitter @KenShepard, Facebook/KenShepard, and Facebook/CreativeClips. Show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money, which we feel is very important today. Go to kenreradio.com, kenreradio.com, to connect with 150,000 or more investors at no cost, so you can join with us and join with the network and the largest real estate investors network on the Internet. All free. Now, the call-in number is 347-989-1329. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What do we mean by that? If you find something where you can help get something else done and get compensated for it or help somebody in any way, use your strengths to make other things happen. If you need more information on that or more information on anything at all, please give us a call. No charge for anything in the archives. We archive every show every week. And we've closed a lot of stuff. We have a bunch of stuff in process. We did some term sheets actually with Dana recently that we're looking pretty good on for a few million. And we've closed about $80 million on our website, and we have, you know, $500 million or so in process at any one time. So that's kind of our little disclaimer thing. Dan and I were talking yesterday about some of the things that we think we keep hearing all the time from people that need help. And one of the things that we find is that I think people are afraid to take a step. And, you know, you have to begin a journey by putting out a step. I'll tell a quick story of how I say it, how important it is to be a leader and take control, okay? I'll give two examples. We're involved with a property that we own, and we have a tenant. And the tenant is in contact with us and says, I'll call you, and then gives you a rough time that they're going to call you. And then they don't call. So what I suggest is don't let the tenant be in control. You be in control, okay? You say to the tenant, here's a series of times that I'm available. Are you available any of these times? If they say no, say, okay, when are you available? Get a specific time from them. Make sure it's locked down between the two of you, and then call them at that time. If they don't answer, then, of course, you have to call them back or you have to set it up again. But the point is, be proactive. That's number one. Very important. Be proactive. I don't think I could say anything more important than anything that we do every day, all day long, than take action. Be proactive. Be in charge. Move forward. Don't count on others to do things for you. Take action. Another example, you're standing at a street corner. Lights red, lights red, lights red. Doesn't change to green. Bunch of people around the corner. Everybody's standing around. Eventually, somebody's got to do something. Otherwise, you'll never get across the street. So what I've learned to do is when that happens and the light's red too long and maybe it's broken, I just put one foot in the street. Just one. Very close to the curb, like, you know, like where my foot actually touches the curb, but the front of my foot is in the street. You'd be amazed how it stops traffic. And then all of a sudden, people go look around like, gee, what should I do? Gee, what should I do? And then lots of times, I take a second step, and then a third step. And before you know it, I'm out in the street, and then a bunch of people are looking around and following me across the street when the light's red. Being a leader. Be a leader. Don't be a follower. The reason you don't get things done is you don't take control. Take control no matter what side of the deal you're on. Take action and be proactive. Those are so very important things. Very, very important. The other thing is don't be afraid. You will never, ever learn by cowering in a corner. You will never, never learn by not taking risk. You won't. Others will. You won't. It's very important that you constantly be thinking about taking chances. Now, in that sense, don't go jumping out of planes like some people, in my opinion. That's pretty risky. I'm saying modify your risk, okay? If you're in the middle of a conversation and you have a chance to ask for a deal, ask for the deal. I used to run a telemarketing company. We used to always say, ask for the order. What's your address? What's your address? How do we reach you? Is this the correct amount you want? Make the proactive approach. Don't count on somebody else to do it. Because most of the times, most people won't. Or they get busy. Or they're just not organized. Or whatever is their problem. But you can't make their problem your problem. You have to take care of what you need to take care of for you. Okay? So let's talk a little bit about what all that means and why it's so important. I mean, when you're in the middle of deals and it's not moving along, sure, look, I'm not saying that you should, if you have something going on, that you should call somebody every hour. But if you're in the middle of a deal and you're really deep in the deal, there's no reason not to call them every day. And if you're not in the middle of the deal and you're kind of trying to move it along a little bit and urge it along, there's no reason you shouldn't call every week. Or at least a couple times a week at the most. It depends on how far you are in the process. If there's no real vested interest on both sides, it's kind of silly for you to be constantly pushing it every day. But if there's vested interest on both sides, you know, like when we used to be in the computer supplies business, these guys would run out of stuff every day. And what happens when somebody runs out of ink on their printer? Can't print. Can't work. So we are constantly being very proactive with them. And it was a very successful business, and we did well with it. We sold it. But the point is that you have to be proactive. And that taught me a lot about it. And that's, you know, and you also have to make a lot of phone calls. And it's exhausting. It really is. It's very difficult. It's exhausting. It takes a lot of energy. But you know what? When you close, when you get that check, you'll feel a whole lot better. But you have to be in control. You have to move forward. You know, if somebody gives you a lead, don't wait 3 days to respond to it. I got a lead this morning. I responded to it within 5 minutes of the time it came into the computer. Now, I'm not saying you can always do that, because you can't. But I am saying stay in charge, be in front of things, and be proactive in everything that you do. That means having anything to do with business, having anything to do with your family, having anything to do with whatever you're doing, take control. Because if you don't take control, control will take care of you. You can bet on it. If you're on the freeway here in Los Angeles and you're not proactive in your driving, somebody's going to hit you. They just will. Because they just drive like it's a video game. They change lanes without signals, and they do all these things. And so I basically use the same analogy when it comes to navigating deals. You know, you have to stay in charge. You have to ask for the order. I'll give you one more example. I was in a conference. At the end of the conference, I just didn't walk out of the conference. I walked up to the people that spoke at the conference, and I said, when can we talk some more? You know, when can we get together with you? Here's my card. You know, don't just go to the back and get some water. You can always get water. Make sure you speak to people. If there's people there that you don't know, introduce yourself. You have no idea who's sitting next to you at a conference. Absolutely none. For all you know, it's somebody that's worth $20 million. But it may be worth nothing. But it may be somebody that could be next to somebody that's worth something, or maybe you partner with them. The point is you have to take control and you have to be proactive. And I know we've talked about these things before, but but I think it's important to bring them up again. And so Dan and I were talking yesterday about all the different things that go along with taking charge and making sure you stay on top of your job, or not even your job, whatever you're doing, whether you're in a business, whether it's personal, you know, whether you have deadlines to meet. You know, what happens if you miss a deadline and you have an employment? You have a potential of losing that job, right? So you have to be proactive and make sure. And you know what? If you're proactive and you're on time, chances are you're going to get promoted and things are going to happen for you. It may not be right away. It certainly may not be on the schedule that you expect, but you got to keep going. And people are going to say, oh, you're driving me crazy, you're driving me crazy. Well, you know what? Okay. Squeaky grease gets the wheel. Or the other, what's it? Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Sorry.
That's it.
So, so you have to just get out there and make things happen. And again, but you have to temper how far you are in that project in order to do that. If you're not way down the line, don't do it every day. Like, I'm involved in a deal where I get paid quarterly. Okay? The guy that's supposed to pay me is a little bit behind, and I understand why. He's at, you know, his cash flow and stuff like that. So do I write him every day that he's supposed to pay me? No. I write him once a week, say, how are you doing this week? How are things coming along? And he writes me back, and he keeps in touch with me, and we're trying to get this thing done. But if I wrote him every day, he'd never answer my emails, even though I'm way down the line in a deal. So you have to learn how to temper yourself. You want to add some things here?
Yeah, I would like to just that's really hitting home with me, the staying on task and making contact regularly is the way to build your network and to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. You know, we talked about using LinkedIn. Like, you were giving me an example, and you were saying, you know what? I have a whole bunch of real estate attorneys in my LinkedIn. I should just write them a note. You know, you can reach 50 people by one click of your computer. You write one little note, says, hi, I just wanted to get in touch with you, let you know that I'm still around. Thanks very much for being part of my network. Look forward to talking to you again. Give me a shout if you have any deals, but write it more professionally than that. You know, please give me a call if you have anything you think we can help you with. And just put your name and your phone number and your signature block or whatever you do. And just find, you know, build your network up. If you only have 20, okay, fine, then send it to the 20. Don't make sure that everybody else gets it. There's a little click at the bottom of the LinkedIn that says, do you want everybody to get a copy? And the answer is no, you don't. Do you want a copy? The answer is yes. Okay? So you send it out to those 20 people, and 20 people like that just get your email. If you have 100 people, you do it twice.
Right.
Maybe it takes you – what does it take you? We talked about it. It maybe takes 10 minutes if you have 50, because you have to first discuss – you have to first break it down to the real estate attorney, right, inside your LinkedIn groups,
right,
or your LinkedIn contact. Then you have to write your little message. Then you have to check their little thing, their, you know, that you want them to get the message. Then you hit send, or you do the thing about they don't get each – everybody doesn't give everybody else's message. Now, I'm not saying to do that every day, but I have people that send me stuff on a regular basis that if they didn't send it to me, I wouldn't remember them. And sometimes because they send something to me, I call them up and say, you know what? I just thought of something for you. I just thought of a deal for you. I have a guy that I'm working with. He was supposed to get back to me a week ago with some information. I decided to write to him today. He writes me back. I'm so sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I know I owe you a call. When can we speak? And I set it up to speak to him right after the show. Simple stuff. But you've got to take action. You've got to be proactive. You know? And don't think that somebody else is going to do it for you, because they're not. You have to take action. You have to be proactive. And you have to stay on top of your business. Or believe me, it'll roll you. Or you won't get it done. And then you'll wonder why you didn't get it done. And you'll feel bad. And you'll feel like you're not successful. And you're not able to do anything, and you'll be woe is me and all that stuff. Well, none of that's going to get you to the top. None of it.
Well, let's talk about branding.
It's only going to make you feel worse. Okay, so branding is really important, too, as part of this. Thanks for reminding me.
One of the things you said yesterday that really caught my attention was use the tools in front of you.
Yep.
And you said you got the phone that you...
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, you got the... I was going to say you got the internet. The internet is the most powerful tool that has ever been developed for man to date. So fast, so free. You could talk to people all over the world on Skype for free. If you don't have a computer in your house and you're working off a computer at a library, which I know a few people are, okay, that's fine. And you can't use Skype because you can't bother people. I get that. But you can write emails, and you can have them get back to you by email, and maybe not as fast as you'd want to because you don't have a phone or you're not, you know, for whatever reason, you're just trying to get started and you're, you know, struggling. I get that. But you've got to build your brand. Websites are free. I have a website. I never paid 10 cents for it, ever. I'm on LinkedIn. I never paid 10 cents for LinkedIn, ever. I'm on kenradio.com, kenareradio.com. It has a free option. I mean, there are almost every website has that you would want, well, not everyone, but most of them have free options. PaperSource Online. I can go on and on. realestateinvestors.com. You know, I think that was once called, or real estate, whatever, networking or something. But the point is, there's all these different ways to reach out to people. And let me tell you something. When you're getting started, one of the things we talked about is, okay, I'm not a brand yet. Well, how do you become a brand? You let people know you're out there. You
right.
let people know about your message. So let's say you're new. So you look at Real Estate Investors' website. And you look at an you go to a website and you write, I'm new. Any thoughts? Boom. All of a sudden you might hear from somebody, how can I help you? You may not. Then little by little you get better and better, and then you start writing articles. I write all over the internet all the time. I'm constantly writing on LinkedIn, even if it's just to say thank you for this post. Because I don't know of any idea who sees that thing, and it's all free. I belong and join groups. Join all kinds of groups. Join Yahoo groups and Google groups and LinkedIn groups and all these different places, because that's how you get connected. That's how you build your brand. And setting up a website, people say, oh, I need a web designer. I don't need a web designer. I didn't want a web designer. I didn't want to spend all that money. I don't need all that because I'm not looking to sell anything on the website. It's a landing place for people to learn more about me. If they want to reach me, they can call me. They can write to me. They write to us a lot inside the website, more and more. and our kenareradio.com is growing more and more because people take action. The other day it was 92. Today it was 94. So it's not the biggest group in the world, but, you know, it started from somewhere. We started from one.
So
and now within 4 or 5 months, we're at 94. What's that?
Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated.
Don't be afraid and don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. And people say, well, you know, and then they start to get, you know, like if you're up against aggressive people, then you have to learn how to deal with aggressive people. The way you deal with them is you continue to push the deal, but you don't have to push it like they're pushing it. You just have to learn these things. That these are things that there's books about these. This has been going on forever. All the stuff we're talking about is nothing new, okay? But we're talking about different things that you can do to make your business more successful.
I'd like to interject. I didn't quote you. You said when you're talking to somebody, you're talking to everyone they know for their whole life. And,
that's right.
And so when you go out into public or you sit in front of Skype or you are on, you put your profile picture on LinkedIn or any website, you need to be aware that this is forever. What image do you want your business contacts to see?
That's right. And then I've seen so many profiles that are so, they just don't tell you anything. You have to write something. You know, if you don't know what to write, then write whatever you think is appropriate. Put your interest down. I've had people that have written back to me just because I like music. It has nothing to do with real estate.
Right.
Now, you know, it's a real estate page, but I like music, so they write me, what kind of music do you like? I say, I don't know, what kind of music do you like? Well, I like rock and roll. Okay, great. What kind of acts do you like? I like Chicago. Okay, perfect. I like Chicago, too. What songs do you like? I like different songs. I like some of the stuff from their earlier records. You know, I mean, then you shift the conversation. What business are you in? What do you like to do in your work? And, you know, you build a relationship. But it is about branding. It's about recognition. It's about people knowing who you are. It's about putting your name out there. It's advertising. It's in its own way, it's advertising, free advertising. Instead of paying for a billboard, you're free. It's all on the internet. Or you have business cards. I can't believe how many people I go to at meetings and I say, hi, how are you, blah, 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 start to talk to them. By the way, do you have a business card? No. Why are you there? You know, you go to a meeting that's all about networking so you can do more business and you don't have business cards. Seems a little odd to me. Now, sometimes I give somebody my business card. If they don't have one, I say, well, just get back to me. Or I may say, you know what? Let me write your name down on the back of this card and I'll give you a call or I'll send you an email. Now, they don't respond to me, they don't respond to me. Not everybody responds to everybody, believe me. If you don't ever get caught up in how many people respond to you, if I write to 100 people, let's say I go to a meeting and we write to 100 people and just say, hi, how are you, glad to have seen you, hope to do business with you, you're lucky if you hear from 10.
That's about right, yeah.
When you send a mailer out, you're lucky if you have a 3%. Ask any mailer house what the percentage is that they expect to get when they send a mailer out. They'll tell you it's probably about 2 or 3, maybe 5, more like 2 or 3. So don't feel bad. Feel good about the people that did respond to you and proactively deal with those people because they're the ones that are willing to reach out to you. They're the ones that are willing to have the conversation with you. They're the ones that are willing to try and figure it out. You know, and keep track of the people and try and keep records of the deals that you've got in process. You know, you don't have to do it any fancy way on Excel or something. Just keep it on a piece of paper. I'm working on a deal with Bob. I'm working on a deal with Martha. I'm working on a deal with Sally. You know, whatever. You know, and keep your contact, keep your, you know, your investors in a file, you know, and be organized. But branding is very, very important. Very important.
It's true. And some people aren't good at networking. And so, like you mentioned, they don't either like it or they aren't good at it or they don't think they have to. But you do. You really do. You have to reach out to the people in your network from time to time and say howdy, you know, and say how are you doing. LinkedIn gives you great opportunities for doing that. You can actually go to your contacts page, and it will give you 3 people that have something going on, whether it's a birthday or a new job, and you can just click and say congratulations or click and say happy birthday and get your name out there. It adds something personal sometimes. You know, if it's somebody that you really know, don't just send the, hey, happy birthday. Say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Happy birthday. You know? Yeah, and then when you're in there, you can actually see all of your recent conversations or your contacts from A to Z and filter them by their job. So you want to reach out to attorneys, you can see your recent conversations and filter it by attorneys, and then you've got your list of people right there that you say hello to, have you got any deals?
Exactly.
Or I've got this deal and I'm looking for that.
Exactly.
So don't always ask people for help, but offer them leads as well.
Right, exactly. And it's exhausting. Don't tell me, you know, and always make people feel, I always try to say to people, how can I help you? You know, not how can you help me, how can I help you? Or how can we help each other?
Yeah.
Because if you say, how can you help me, how can you help me, they're going to go, well, why should I help you? But if you say, well, how do we help each other? That's the most important thing. How do we grow together? How do we help each other? How do we make this a better opportunity for both of us? How do we make this a win-win? And don't forget, always be polite. Always be polite, no matter what.
So we have seen a lot of people using Facebook to make their company page, and that's a good idea. But get involved on Twitter. Have a Twitter account and link it to your LinkedIn account. And, hey, if it's, don't use your personal Twitter account if you are a person of with lots of colorful sayings and, you know, because you don't want to invite people in to just be offended. So use a business Twitter and use a your business Facebook presence.
Yep. We had a guy on recently. We had a guy on recently about small business. I forgot his name. But he was talking about how you build a small business. He has a book out. What's his name?
Paulson. Rick Paulson.
Rick Paulson, right. So, you know, and he talks about all these same things. And believe me, these are not new ideas. I mean, we talk about a lot of creative financing, but today we're not talking about that. We're talking about branding yourself and getting your business out there and making it happen. Make it happen. Don't count on others to help you make it happen.
Right.
So it's really important. I can't stress how important it is. And you got to be constantly doing it. You know, you can't be everywhere. You can't do everything. But you can constantly be building your brand. And if you have a website, like we have a website. I didn't used to have a website, but I said, you know what, I need a website. You know why I need a website? Because I have people asking me, what's your website address?
Right.
I said, yeah, I should have a website. Up to that point, I never did. For 25 years of doing real estate, I never did.
Well, that made sense.
What's that?
That made sense then.
Yeah, it didn't matter. But now, and you know what it does? I go to people, look at my LinkedIn, look at my website, and you learn all about me. You don't have to, I don't have to repeat myself 88 times a day.
Right.
Say, look at my website, look at my LinkedIn, read about us, get to know us, listen to the radio show, go to the back office in the radio show library, learn about us that way. You know, become engaged with us. You know, we've had thousands of people. We were talking about it yesterday, you and I. We have thousands of people that have listened to our shows. Thousands. From doing the show. I mean, we're not like, you know, it's not like we're a major show on the network or something.
And we really haven't done a lot to promote our show. And I'm going to start learning about that because then we can help more people.
That's right. And here's another one. We have this guy that Dana brought us. We're trying to work a deal out with him. We gave him 4 term sheets. He said, come back to us after the first of the year. I said, fine. What does he do today? Out of the middle of nowhere, he sends me a lead that he says, my best friend needs your services now.
Mm. Great.
I didn't ask for that, but I kept in touch with him, and we've known him for a while, and we've built that trust factor. Trust. People work with people they trust. People work with people they feel comfortable with. People work with people they want to help. He's reaching out to me today and saying, this is my very best friend in the world. Can you please help my very best friend in the world? Please?
That's nice.
Now, do I have a lot of competition? No. Is this guy out looking for money? Obviously. Does he know where to find it? No. So what did they do? They came to us. Anyway, we have 90 seconds left. I hope this has been helpful to people. Dana, do you want to give them all your contact information so they know how to reach you?
Yes. Reach out to us at dealswithkd@gmail.com. Give us a call, 269-849-9510. Please leave your name and number and email address and what we can help you with, because we want to get back to you and help you. But we are not able to respond unless we know what we're wanting to do.
Yeah, I mean, I have people that call me and say, hi, this is Bob. Can you give me a call back? And I've said before, those people they're not going to get a call. We don't know why you're calling. You know, we're too busy. Say, hi, this is Bob. I have a question for you regarding a project I'm working on in Kansas City. It's a shopping center, and I'm a little confused. Can you help me? Of course I'll give them a call. Right?
Right.
Or somebody will. Either I will or Dana will or one of our team members will. Somebody will get back to you. But the point is, you know, you could call us about all kinds of stuff, you know, and we'll try and help you because we're trying to get things done. We're trying to learn. We're trying to teach people stuff, and we're not, you know, we don't know everything. So we learn a lot every day. I learn from people every day. So anyway, we've got 10 seconds left. We hope everybody has a great rest of the week and a wonderful weekend coming up. Hopefully it's not too cold where you are. It's pretty rainy here. I know it's getting into the fall and the chilly winter in the Midwest and the East. So you guys have a great week and a great weekend and a wonderful Thanksgiving week coming up, and we'll speak to you next Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock California time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, Tim.